This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by the new LSI. It's Monday, April 16th. I'm Paul Lancour with podtech.net. And this week, we'll be covering storage networking world here in San Diego from start to finish, filing morning and evening reports right here at snwspotlight.com. You can get it on your mobile device as well. Text SPARK to 72648. What's happening at this year's SNW? Well, SaaS broke out in a big way in late 2006, so SaaS in the enterprise is a big story this year. Virtualization continues to be a hot topic. This year's tutorials and keynotes reflect these trends, and we'll be talking to conference participants and analysts throughout the week. We thought we'd start at the source and check in with the people who bring you SNW. Michael Johnson reports.
Here at Storage Networking World 2007 in San Diego, I first spoke with Derek Hulitsky, the Vice President of Conference Programs at Computer World. He says that the conference is one born out of partnership and features valuable lectures and events for storage industry companies and end users alike.
Storage Networking World is the result of a tremendous partnership between Computer World and the Storage Networking Industry Association. Certainly, the SNIA brings to the table a great concerted effort for vendors to work together to deliver solutions to the end users. Computer World brings to the table a great relationship, a 40-year relationship with IT end users, IT management and end user companies. The combination of the two organizations working together helps us build what is the world's largest storage networking event. Our general sessions feature notable presenters, the Chief Information Officer of SAIC, we've got the Director of Operations from XM Satellite Radio, we've got the VP of Information Services from Six Flags Theme Parks, and many more, and of course, the vast majority of our attendees will be interested in attending our gala evening, which takes place on Wednesday. That also is where we will feature our regular Best Practices in Storage Awards program. Our finalists will be honored that evening during a gala ceremony.
Vincent Franceschini, the chair of the board of directors of SNIA, the co-presenters of Storage Networking World, says that the show is an opportunity to stay up on the latest innovations and ideas in the storage industry.
Being at SNW gives you a unique opportunity to hear from about the industry, hear about what's hot, what's new, what's important to your business, and how to potentially implement and leverage it for your business environment. So I'm sure I'm going to get a lot more questions about what's coming next for the industry, but SNW is the right place to ask this question, and I hope I'm going to get some support from my SNIA colleagues to answer all the questions from all the interested users.
Computer World's Derek Hulitsky.
Our Computer World weekly newspaper actually reports on storage quite regularly. And in fact, last week's issue, which is available here on site at Storage Networking World, is our Storage Knowledge Center issue. When you walk away from SNW Spring 2007, you're capturing from a wide variety of perspectives really what's going on in storage networking at the latest moment.
For podtech.net, I'm Michael Johnson.
LSI is a major player in the storage world, and just a couple of weeks ago they announced the finalization of their acquisition of Agear. The merger was accompanied by an unveiling of the company's new identity. I asked LSI's Phil Brace, Senior Vice President of Corporate Planning and Marketing, how this change will be felt in the marketplace.
If we look at the combination of the storage area, we believe that certainly the combination of LSI and Agear gives us a tremendous new opportunity for innovation and collaboration, particularly in the hard drive space, but really across the storage environment. If you look at our position from silicon to systems, certainly within the enterprise and now reaching beyond the enterprise, we believe we're really in a unique position to continue to innovate and deliver new value-added products to our customers.
Well, you're sort of speaking to this already, but how do you see LSI fitting into the enterprise, small, medium-sized business, and channel market specifically?
Well, if you look specifically in the enterprise, I think we have an unparalleled position ranging all the way from hard drive controllers at the major hard drive manufacturers all the way up to systems that are sold into the channel or into the enterprise via some of our major customers and value-added software that goes on top of that. And so I think we've got a product breadth that really is second to none in that space. And really, that's extended to a number of other markets. We've got a number of new products that we've introduced recently that are really targeted at the SMB space, bringing external storage from a reliability and from a performance and capacity perspective down to price points now that SMBs can enjoy that capability as well. And related to the channel, we continue to be very committed to delivering new products in the channel, particularly via some of our new MegaRAID adapters. And what we're doing there really to enable new functionality like SaaS and RAID-on-chip type functionality into the channel markets. So we've really got a broad presence in the storage space, really ranging across enterprise, SMB, and into the channel.
Well, it's a really exciting time for the new LSI, and I appreciate taking some time out, Phil, and speaking with us today.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks so much.
The conference gets underway in earnest tomorrow, Tuesday. Agenda highlights include Barry Rudolph of IBM speaking on storage in an age of inconvenient truths, and Gary Berger of B of A and analyst Tony Asaro of Enterprise Strategy Group talking about virtualization. Of course, there's Jumbo Shrimp, Information Management, and the Mark of the Beast from Cora Carmody of SAIC. Well, she's got our attention. Don't forget to go to SNW Spotlight, subscribe to the podcast, join the dialogue by participating in the daily polls, and check back for the poll results. I'm Paul Landcourt with Podtech.net. Thanks for listening.